In the Mishnah in Yuma, Daf Pehei Amud Beis, state Mishnah Ha'omer Echtev Oshuv, Ein Maspikin B'Yodei Las Tshuva. If someone does a chet and his cheshbin is al das kain, he's going to do the chet, he's going to do tshuva, he's going to do the chet, he's going to do tshuva. So he's not maspik B'Yodei to do tshuva. Echtev Yom Kippur Mechaper. The person goes to that he's going to be chayit because he's falotin that Yom Kippur will be mechaper, and Yom Kippur mechaper. As I state in the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says a double lashon. Ha'omer echete ba'oshuv, echete ba'oshuv. By Yom Kippur it says it once. Ha'omer echete Yom Kippur mechaper. In Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Dalit, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says it once. He says ha'omer echete ba'oshuv. That tshuva won't be mastic to Yad Lassus tshuva. Ha'omer echtev ha'oshuv. He says it only once. The Lecha Mishnah already sells on it. Why the Rambam says it not like the Mishnah? The Mishnah says it a double oshuv. If the Pshat says like be'emes, on one hand the Gemara says beferish, the Gemara is medayik. Why did it say echtev ha'oshuv two times? So the Gemara says this is going according to the Rav Huna, the famous heter of Rav Huna, that kivin she'adam avar avera v'shonava hutraloi, that a person that does an avera twice he gets already, his attitude is that it's already mutter. Hutraloi. That's why it says it twice. On the other hand, the Gemara also quotes a brayza and it says it once. So the Lecha Mishnah wants to explain like this. He says, Aval, if a person says Echtev Oshev once, that already is, it's going to be very hard for him to do tshuva. It's not going to be poshut. If you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam brings it, the Rambam is bringing 24 things that are meineya tshuva. The Rambam says a list, Hinei chof dalet varim that are meineya tshuva. One of the things that's meineya tshuva, so the Rambam says is that if he's echtev ha'oshuv, zokt lecha mishnah, yeah, an echtev ha'oshuvnik after one time is on this level that it's one of the chavdal and varm that's meinei tshuva. If he's echtev ha'oshuv twice, that's even he's in worse shape. That the Gemara says he already has the heter of Rahuna, then he's even in that's not on the list of chavdal and varm ha'meinei tshuva. Then he's in even an eriger in madrig. Me'idach gisa. So we're making a chilek in the Madreg. There's an echt of Oshav after one time, there's an echt of Oshav after twice. By Yom Kippur it only says it once. Echt of Yom Kippur Mechaper. There's another pshat, the Ashtrof Tzegoyim said that tshuva is a mitzvah. So Machloek is Rishayim in the Rambam, it's not so posh that it's a mitzvah, but a lot of Rishayim hold that tshuva is a mitzvah. So by echt of Oshav, if he did it only one time, it's not so geferlich. He wanted to be Mekayim this mitzvah of tshuva. If he's echt of Oshav twice, then already it's a tain on him. That's why it's echtev oshuv twice. Me'idach Gisa was saying that even by echtev oshuv once it's already my neya tshuva, echtev oshuv twice certainly is going to be very hard to be chayzeh b'tshuva. On the other hand, avada l'chayra, you could always do tshuva. The Rishash over here, Toichat Varm, I think taps on the Nakuda. You could do tshuva on any avera. You could do tshuva on gimel averas chamuras. You could do tshuva on avodah zarah. You can't do tshuva on echtev ha'oshuv. On echtev ha'oshuv, you can also do tshuva. This day you were an echtev ha'oshuvnik. You can also do tshuva. How could you not? State ain't must begin the other last of tshuva. But a mekenish ton tshuva, it's going to be harder to do tshuva. It's going to be mania on the tshuva. But that it's not shaykh tshuva. Avdem gufet ton tshuva. It says by Adam Arishon. Vayomer Adam ha'isha shenasati imadi he nafnali v'mina eitz va'oichel. Adam Rishon tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he got from the eitz adas va'oichel. The lashon of the pasuk is va'oichel. The medrash over there says a medrash tamua. The medrash says achalti loiksiv ela va'oichel. Achalti va'oichel oy. The Adam Rishon, it sounds like he's being a mechutzif, and he's saying he nafnali v'mina eitz va'oichel. Achalti va'oichel. I'm going to eat more. What's a chutzpah? So the Chasam Sofer explained, it was very important for Adam Rishon to tell the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he ate and he was planning to eat more. Because L'chayr, there could have been a mokum. Adam Rishon knew that Hashem said not to eat. Maybe he made a cheshbon, I'm going to eat it once and then right away I'm going to do tshuva. Adam Rishon wanted to make it clear that that wasn't what his attitude was. Because then he's an echtev ha'oshevnik. A choshen einmo echtev ha'oshevnik. That's also a madreig, yeah? So he says, no, that wasn't my cheshbon. I was planning to be oicheloi. Now I want to do tshuva. If he wouldn't have said that achalti v'oicheloi, that his plan originally was oicheloi, but his plan was to do tshuva, then echt of Hashem. But like we said, avadu l'maisa, avdem guva kemen tan tshuva. There's even a chassidish pshat,
It's a different niggun in the Mishnah.
Ha'aymer echtav ha'ashuv. Ein maspikin, there's no suffix. Biyodei lasis tshuva. Avada kenetam tshuva. That's a spiel of the verse. There's nothing suffix. Ein maspikin. Biyodei lasis tshuva.
Ja, aber steht noch nicht das. Steht ein maspikin, biyodei lasis tshuva.
The hemshach ha'mishnah echte v'yom kippur mechaper. So, Yom Kippur is not going to work anymore either. So there's a whole sugya over here in the Gemara. Over here, Bemis, it says it once. What does it mean, Echta v'Yom Kippur Mechaper, so Yom Kippur won't work? We know that the man the Omar, Shitas Rebbe, the Gemara brings it down over here a few times. Shitas Rebbe is, Itzumoy Shel Yoyim is Mechaper. That by Yom Kippur, even without Tshuva, Itzumoy Shel Yoyim is Mechaper. Hagam, the Mishnah right away after the Arth over here said, Misa v'Yom Kippur Mechaper im HaTshuva. So the Gemara says, oh, the Loiku Rebbe. Rebbe holds Yom Kippur without Tshuva. Does the Gemara know? Tshuva needs Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur doesn't need Tshuva. Shitas Rebbe is, Itzumoy Shel Yoyim is Mechaper. Kipshutoy. The Yom Kippur alay, the Itzumoy Shel Yoyim, Letar, is Mechaper. Ki bayoyim azeh, Yechaper, the Itzumoy Shel Yoyim is Mechaper. On Tshuva, as I stay in the Gemara, even without Tshuva. There's a Shein of Art, the Gemara says, not a Gemara, there's a Medrash that says, that by Rebbe's Levaya, it fell down a piskum in Shemaya, it came down a petek from Shemaya, and said, whoever was by Rebbe's Levaya is mezumah l'chayi olam haba. So there's a pshat from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. He said, what's the pshat dafke by Rebbe that it was a zamach rega, that by his Levaya it came down a petek, that whoever was by his Levaya was zoicha to kapara? He says, because we know the Gemara says in a few places, the Gemara says, misas tzadikim is mechaper. Now what does it mean, misas tzadikim is mechaper? Even without tshuva? If Yom Kippur needs tshuva, then about the Mitzvah Tzaddikim also. About it, it's not stam that the Mitzvah Tzaddikim is Mechaper, it's only with tshuva. Or the Rebbe, L'shitosoi, Rebbe, you all, the Tzumah Shel Yoyim is Mechaper. And L'shitosoi, Mitzvah Tzaddikim also, the Tzumah Shel Mitzvah Tzaddikim is Mechaper. So by Rebbe, L'shitosoi, by his Levaya, was not for Piskam and Shmaya, Kol Mishanimtza B'Levaya Shel Rebbe, Mezum L'chaya Olam Haba. Tzumah Shel Yoyim Mechaper, Tzumah Shel Mitzvah Tzaddikim is Mechaper. Now we said the Mishnah says Ha'omer Echateh B'Yom Kippur Mechaper Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. It's a very interesting Gemara. You have to learn up in Pshat. The Gemara starts off Neima Deloy Karevi. Listen carefully. It's a Cheshbon. The Gemara asks Neima Deloy Karevi. L'chari this Gemara doesn't stem with Rebbe. Why? The Gemara names on that if according to Rebbe Yom Kippur is Mechaper without Tshuva, so who cares if he was Echateh B'Yom Kippur Mechaper? Well, my Yom Kippur works. And if the Mishnah says Echtav Yom Kippur Mechaper, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper, it must be it's not going according to Rebbe. Because according to Rebbe, if a Zoyvayt that Yom Kippur works without Cheshboinus, without Tshuva, the Yitzum Shiyoim works, then who is it on the Echtav Yom Kippurnik? It would also work. And Zot the Gemara, Lema the Loika Rebbe. And for the Gemara, no. Agav Shiny. Even Rebbe's Moy, even though he holds Yitzum Shiyoim is Mechaper. And you don't need Tshuva, Bobber. A zilzul that your attitude was echta v'yom kippur mechaper. And forget, maybe the Mishnah is gishmak like Rebbe, that's why it's even only once. You didn't even want to do tshuva, you had a cheshbon. He's going to be chay the whole year. V'yom kippur mechaper. Echta v'yom kippur mechaper, ein yom kippur mechaper. The Gemara says it even stems with Rebbe. But again, this is important. There was a shaka v'tariya. The Gemara in the Havim Nifl, no. At kama that like Rebbe, yom kippur works on tshuva. So who are they in an echt of Yom Kippur also? Shouldn't be a shter. Lamaisa comes Yom Kippur. Who cares if that was Yechash Ben Olya? Yom Kippur is Mechad. The Gemara is Mechad. No, Agav Shaini. As I say in Gemara. Now I have a starka aura here. It's a few pratim, but I want to build up the topic. Rebbe says, Klar, Itzumah Shel Yoyim is Mechad, without Tshuva. The Emes, it says, first Rebbe says, Itzumah Shel Yoyim is Mechad, except the three Averis. Mefer, Bris, Megal, Eponim, Batoira, and Perik Oil. Those three Averis, he's Moyed, and Yom Kippur is not Mechad. Everything else in Kippur is Mechad. Now from Ashtain, Benodim Machaveri, you need Yirat as Chaveri. Rebbe holds, you need the Yirat as Chaveri for Benodim Machaveri. You're talking that, yeah, I don't know. He says you don't need Tshuva. I'm not sure about Benodim Machaveri, when we know that it's not Machar unless you're Yirat as Chaveri. Could be Rebbe agrees to that. Sefaran, Amor, the Gemara, in Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel, and in Krisus Daf Zayin. Very similar Gemara, come out the same Gemara. The Gemara asks the question like this. According to Rebbe, that Itzumah Shel Yoyim is Mechaper. For the Gemara, the Torah says that if a person eats on Yom Kippur, he gets karas. If a person does malacha on Yom Kippur, you get karas. For the Gemara, how is the Shaykh karas on Yom Kippur? A person ate on Yom Kippur. And he's going to get karas. It's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Mechaper. without tshuva, right? B'sha'at nefesh, this person is eating on Yom Kippur. Abritzuma shel yoyim is mechaper. So how is it shy? Hechi mishkachas lafrek the Gemara that this chorus on Yom Kippur, the itzumi shel yoyim will be mechaper. What's the pshat? The Torah says this chorus on Yom Kippur. How is it shy? So the Gemara has a few turutzim. First, the Gemara has a teretz chanke umtzo that as he was eating, he right away chokes. That says it takes time for itzumi shel yoyim to work, and it didn't get a chance. He choked on the bone right away. The first piece of meat chanke umtzo. Reb Chaim Oizer Grudzinski, Nachiezer, brings a raya from this Gemara. There's a whole pilpul on Yom Kippur. We're not doing the sugya now. If it has to be hanos me'ayim, the food has to go down into your stomach, or no, this is not hanos groinig. You take food, you put it in your mouth, you chew it, and then you spit it out. Is hanos groinig enough? So he says, you see from here this Gemara, that hanos groinig is enough. Chanke umtza. That you get chorus for the chanke umtza, that you choked right away on the first meat, before you had a chance for Yom Kippur to be mechav. So that's one teretz the Gemara says. That Chanke Umtza is how it's Mishkachas Karas on Yom Kippur. Another teretz the Gemara gives, the Gemara says it was right by Shkia Sachama. I didn't understand exactly what that means, but you ate right by Shkia, right before Shkia. Maybe again, like, too much Yom takes time to kick in. I'm not sure, but in Gemara states, Shkia is a teretz. That it's hard to get Karas by eating right before Shkia. Another teretz the Gemara gives, again, how it's Mishkachas by Yom Kippur, according to Rebbe. Rebbe says that Yom Kippur itself is Mechaper. So if the Gemara, Rebbe's Moide by Yom Kippur Dik Averis. Yom Kippur related Averis are not in the Cheshbon. Yom Kippur is Mechaper for all other Averis. But a Yom Kippur Dik Avera doesn't apply. A Yom Kippur Dik Avera needs Tshuva. And that's how it should have Karas on Yom Kippur. As I stated in Gemara. So what I didn't understand, and I'm going to Bab Shver, but I have a few kashas in Rimshat. The Gemara is asking, how is the Chayach Karas on Yom Kippur? A person eats on Yom Kippur, how is the Chayach Karas? Yom Kippur is going to be Mechafer. So the Gemara gets through it, some Chanke Umtza, Shkia, and Yom Kippur Averis are different. I don't understand, why can't the Gemara answer that we're talking about an Echtav Yom Kippur? We saw in the Sukkah here, the Gemara says that Ha'omer Echtav Yom Kippur Mechafer, Rebbe's also Moy, the Agav Shaini. That if a person, the attitude was Echtav Yom Kippur Mechaper, the Yom Kippur won't work. So that's how it's Shaiach Karas on Yom Kippur. That he was Echtav Yom Kippur Mechaper. That could be the case. Me'idach Giza have a Fakerta Kash. The Gemara and the Havmina wanted to say that Echtav Yom Kippur Mechaper doesn't stim with Rebbe. The Gemara wanted to say, the Loike Rebbe. Why? Maybe it's talking about a Yom Kippur related Avera. By Yom Kippur related Avera, there is no Rebbe. The Gemara wants to say. So you can have Echtav Yom Kippur Mechaper. By a zastor zaver. So from both ways, it's shver the Gemara. Had another kash also ha'ara. I saw in the Sefer Nesivos Shalom, he's talking about the inyan of Yom Kippur. He says a very, very stark. He builds up the inyan how Yom Kippur, a person has to come to a madrega of einod mevada and being mevatel himself to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person is kolkuli mevatel himself to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that's how he gets the kapara of Yom Kippur. And it's a whole Arichas Ayin Shom, he builds up the topic. That's the mahus of Yom Kippur. Kol kula his battles to the Rabbi Nishlan. Memeli, you get a kapara. Or B'toychat Varim, he says there's a shura, as he's up there. He says, Ba'afilu lefi Rebbe, the Itzumi shel Yoyim is mechaper, that you don't need tshuva. But Avadir, if you don't have shaykhus to this Indian that is being mazvir, that you have to be in his battle, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, kol kula, you have to be shaykh to Yom Kippur. He says, if you don't have shaykhus to Yom Kippur won't work. Tshuva maybe you don't need, but you have to have a shaykhus to Yom Kippur. As I bite the Yisoy, I'm a choyra, yesh lahoyer, it's connected to Gemara. The Gemara asks, Karis l'Rebbe heichem ishkachas l'ah. The Gemara says, you can eat on Yom Kippur, and you shouldn't get karis, because Yom Kippur is mechaper. The Gemara gets trutzim. Chanke umtza, all the trutzim, the Gemara gets trutzim. But if we come and oishrik and a nusach that, if you're not shaykh to Yom Kippur won't work, ba'fil l'fi Rebbe. That the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara is mavur that according to Rebbe, it's mamish kipshuta and shalat varim. It's not shayach karis. The Gemara names on as you're eating, you're not going to get karis because it's too much shalayim is machat. The Gemara gave through it. Interesting chiddush, very very interesting chiddush from Rav Shlomo Kluger. He wants to say he's going on this Gemara. The Gemara asks, how is the shayach karis according to Rebbe? Itzuma shel yoyim is mechaper. How is the shaykh karis? He wants to say a fascinating chiddush. Maybe it's even a gash stickle of the sugis and makis. A moiridik chiddush. He says, maybe you're right. He went like, it's a new teretz to the Gemara. Maybe you're right. It's never shayach karas on Yom Kippur. Every time a person eats on Yom Kippur, he's not going to get karas because the Yom Kippur is going to be mechap. So why did the Torah write karas? So he says, he had a pshat like this. We know that by Yom Kippur there's a special din. A person has to have tosefes Yom Kippur. A person has to start the fast early. It's a deraisa. You have to be moisef michoel lakoidish. When are you moisef michoel lakoidish? Not during Bein HaShemoshes. Bein HaShemoshes, anyways, you have to be machmer, you have to shkia. Before Bein HaShemoshes. Now the emes is, there's a machloik, is if sofek deraisa lechumro, or sofek deraisa lekul. The Rambam holds sofek deraisa lekul. Mid the Rambam, you have to be machmer, but mid the raisa, sofek deraisa lekul. So he says, if sofek deraisa lekul, that really means that during Bein HaShemoshes, you can be mekul. Because me'ikra didn't sofek deraisa lekul, you can be mekul. So according to the Rambam, technically you could do Tosefes Yom Kippur during Bein HaShemoshes. You don't have to do Tosefes Yom Kippur before Bein HaShemoshes. In Bein HaShemoshes you're allowed to be Mekel because of Sofek Derais Lekula, and you could be Mekayim Tosefes Yom Kippur during Bein HaShemoshes. Zot Rav Shlomo Kugler, interesting chiddush, there's makaris to this chelik of it, that the klal of the Rambam, Sofek Derais Lekula, is only by a Chayvei Lavin. But by Chayvei Krithus, which is more chomer, there's no rule of Sofek Derais Lekula. But then you have to say Sofek Derais Lechomer. Sofek Chayvei Krisus Lechomer. I was there, he says, there's an afkamina that the Torah wrote Karas by Yom Kippur. Murdered. Not forgetting Karas. You'll never get Karas, because when you eat, so much Yom is Machap. But why did the Torah write Karas? Because there's a Karas, you have to do Sofek Derais Lechomer, and Tosefes Yom Kippur will have to be earlier. So the Torah wrote Karas, there's an afkamina that Tosefes Yom Kippur has to be earlier. Not for the Karas Alein, not for the Azhar of the Karas Alein, over that this Karas is an afkamina for the Tosefes Yom Kippur. Yeah, but this is a Groysa Chiddush. So that was Echta V'Oshav and Echta V'Yom Kippur Mechap. The Hemshech, the Gemara talks about Tshuva. There's a whole sugya over here at the end of Yuma. The Gemara talks about the Yom of Tshuva. So Be'emes, there's seven members over here. There's Gedoyla Tshuva. The Gemara goes through a whole Arichas, Gedoyla Tshuva. A Gansa Arichas of members in the Gemara. Gedoyla Tshuva, Shemebi Rifus La'odom. Gedoyla Tshuva, Shemagat, Akisei Akavoy. Seven members of Gedoyla Tshuva. Rav Tzadik writes that why are there seven members of Gedoyla Tshuva? He has an uptight that there's 7 days of 7 days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Lama Zogin. Because besides Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's another 7 days. And these are very choshev 7 days. Rabbi Yehudah Aivishitz writes already that 7 days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the seven in-between days, are connected to 7 days of the week. And every single day you have to be misakin that day for the entire year before of each per day, that's the 7 days. And that's why the seven members of Gedoyla Tshuva for the 7 days. Then there's one more Gemara of Gedoyla Tshuva in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. On Dr. Zion, Gedoyla Tshuva, Shekireya Gzardina Shel Adam. So he has an uptight of Tzadik that that's the Tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. That's a whole different Tshuva, that there's a Tshuva from Rosh Hashanah. That's what's in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. In Masechta Rosh Hashanah, there's one member of Gedoyla Tshuva. And over here in the Sugyas, there are seven members of Gedoyla Tshuva. Keneged, the 7 days that are in between there of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Remember, as we said, there are 10 days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. In Sfarim state that the ten days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva are connected to Asar of Mamor Shinibra Oilam, and so the Litan Grace and Yonim in them. And they also say that it's connected to Aseres Adibris. And Bel Yibarach Zatzal in the Sefer and Tshuva Tak, and the Hakdoma has the whole Arichas on this Nakuda. That how the Aseres Yimei Tshuva is connected to Aseres Adibris. The kitzer, one akuda there is that Rosh Hashanah is connected to Noichi. Rosh Hashanah is Kokule Malchias. Rosh Hashanah is Anoichi Hashem Alikecha. Yom Kippur is connected like Sachmoit. And he talks about why Yom Kippur is Shaychas to Gezel, Yom Kippur Shaychas to Machavere, and he has all the Richas over there. But that's specific to different days. So you have here in the members, Gedoyla Tshuva, one of the members is Gedoyla Tshuva. Shemagat ad kisei akovet. What does it mean, Gedoyla Tshuva? Shemagat ad kisei akovet. Gedoyla Tshuva, Shemagat ad kisei akovet. There's a big machloikis. The Marsha says that it means the Tshuva can get to the kisei akovet. When you do Tshuva, the Tshuva reaches such a high madrega, the Tshuva can reach the kisei akovet. Rabbi Nachmanon Ritz Fakert, he says it's going on the Aveira. Even if a person did Azad Groysa Aveira,
that the Avera was Pegeya, the Pegeya of the Avera was so stark, Ad Kisei HaKovid. Gedoyla Tshuva, it could be Magia Ad Kisei HaKovid. So it's a Vikuach if the Tshuva goes to the Kisei HaKovid, or the Avera was told the Kisei HaKovid. The next member is Amar Rav Yochanan, Gedoyla Tshuva, Shedoycha Loises HaShebetoyer. Why is it doicha loisas hashebatayra? The Gemara brings a pasuk. Leimer hein yishalach eshes ishtoi v'holcha meitoi v'hoist lish acher hayoshev eile ha'oid halichon et techna v'horot zahi v'ad zanis reyim rabim v'shuv eilai num Hashem. Klal Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shloilom is a zivug. And in the richtig matziv, when Klal Yisrael is in the right matziv, then there's a zivug between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. In the matzav of chet, so it says in the pasuk here, Hakadosh Baruch Hu sent us away. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was megarish, and not only was there a gerushin, right? A grusha. There's an isra of matzav grusha. So after the grusha marries someone else, and Klal Yisrael went and did averus, went avodah zarah, did averus. That's cool. That went to someone else, right? V'hoisel ish acher hayoshev eileha oid. Pasuk in Yirmiyah. If someone was Megarish's wife and she went to someone else, can she come back? So the Chayra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the husband, and Klal Yisrael is the wife, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megarish, and the Klal Yisrael went with someone else, so you can come back. It's an Isser of Matzah Grushasai. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us back? That's the memory of Omar Rav Yochanan Gedoy L'Tshuva. Shedoy Chaloysa Sheshepetayra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us back. Even though it's a Loysa say, it's Matzah Grushasai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us back. Gedoy L'Tshuva, Shedoy Chaloises HaShebatayr. So there's a kasha, the Achronim asked, Rabbi Kiveger asked the kasha already, the Kapas Gemara asked the kasha. What's the chiddush of the Gemara? Gedoy L'Tshuva, Shedoy Chaloises HaShebatayr. Esedoy Chaloises Hay. What happened to Esedoy Chaloises Hay? That's the regular rule of Esedoy Chaloises Hay. There's an essay of Tshuva, and it's Doy Chaloises Hay of Matzah Grushasay. Gedoy L'Tshuva, Shedoy Chaloises HaShebatayr. It's the regular rule of Esedoy Chaloises Hay. As I frag in the Achronim. So like the Rambam we mentioned, the Rambam holds Tshuva is not a mitzvah esek. If you want to do Tshuva, it's Gedorim, but there's no mitzvah esek. Like the Rambam, it's Takavart. It's not Gedoy L'Tshuva. It's Gedoy L'Tshuva. There's no mitzvah. And still, it's able to be Doi Chaloises. The Kapas Tamarim says another teretz, which is Negeya for those that learned in the Sugis and Yevomis, of Esed the Chaloises. The Kapas Tamarim says a teretz, he says, you don't say Esed the Chaloises on two different people. If it's a loisa say for one person and the essay is on the other one, you don't say essay on the loisa. Over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking back the grusha. The Klal Yisrael is the one that did tshuva. So the essay Klal Yisrael is doing, and the loisa say is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're still able to say that it's doich and the loisa say, that's a special chiddush of the day of tshuva. Normally, in essay doich loisa say, it's not true. Ki Yadua, those that remember from Yibam, Rabbi Kiveger has a whole shayla by Yibam. We know by Yibam there's a concept of Esed HaChaloisei. Every Yibam is Esed HaChaloisei in some sort. And especially when the Gemara talks a Yibam of Chavilavim, that the Gemara handles Esed HaChaloisei. And Sever the Shayla, Rabbi Kiveger, Bemis Mishayla didn't talk about it already. Rabbi Kiveger handles, it's not so pasha. The mitzvah of Yibam is only on the man, on the Yavam, or also on the Yavam. If the mitzvah of Yibam is only on the Yavam, and there's Mechloikas Rishonim Megan then, if the mitzvah of Yibam is only on the Yavam, how do you say Esed HaChaloisei for the Isha? She also has the Avera, she doesn't have the mitzvah. And so Tutsach Agansa Maisa Megan then. But what's interesting in India, the Yom doesn't know, they have this Nikutim of Rabbi Kiveger from all the different places. The Rabbi Kiveger that discusses this Shaila is on his Hagois on the Kapis tomorrow, in the Sechta Yuma, on this Sudi. In this Gemara of Gedoy L'Tshuva, Shedoy Chaloisei Shebetayr, the Kapis Tamarim says the teretz that we just said, that you can't say Esed HaChaloisei here, is because the essay is on the Klal Yisrael, the lav is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And don't the Rabbi Kiveger is Mitzayin. And what's by evil? Yesh Lachor. Is the mitzvah only on him or also on her? How does it work? That's Esed HaChaloisei. And the Oilam Redbeg, Rabbi Kiveger, Lachon and Rasef Demen, this is Shubas Arash, but better already, this is Mekaris. Oh, but the Rabbi Kiveger is on this Gemara, on this Sugya. Rabbi Kiveger had Goyis on the Kapis Tamarim, and on his Goyis and Kapis Tamarim, he brings down this Shaila. There's another teretz, I think the Kabbalah tomorrow also brings, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never divorced us. Klal Yisrael was married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bemes HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't divorce us. Now Klal Yisrael was Mezaneh. Klal Yisrael was a Saita. And a Saita, if you know the Sugya, a Saita is ready a Loisei and an Essay. So Ein Essay Doich a Loisei and an Essay. My Saita is a Loisei and an Essay. And normally the rule would be Ein Essay Doich a Loisei and an Essay. Over here is the special Chiddush. Not so medik in Lashon of Gemara, or but G'day L'tshuva Shadaycha Loises Hashem Atayra. It means G'day L'tshuva Shadaycha Loises and an essay. Nor there's a kasha on this pshat, because Klal Yisrael was an oinus. How could it be Yisrael of Saita? Klal Yisrael was an oinus, the Yitzhahara, oinus, there's no Yisrael of Saita by oinus. So he brings the Teretz, no, because the Kodesh Baruch was a kohen. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a Kodesh Baruch was a kohen, and a kohen is also the Saita even when it's ba'oinus. The problem is, when a kohen is usur, even when it was ba'oinus, if you know the sugya well, it's only a lav, it's not an essay. So now it falls off our teretz again. If you want to say that a Kaddish Baruch was usur off the saita of kohen ba'oinus, then it's back only a lav, back to our kasha. What's the chiddush g'day l'tshuva after the chalai to say? If you make the cheshbon, a Kaddish Baruch was a kohen. Another teretz the Kappas Tamarim brings, he brings it from his son-in-law, who's also his brother-in-law. You have to make the cheshbon what that means. It's a yivam, oichet a yivam is take a cheshbon. They don't figure it out. But he brings another teret, michasnai v'gisai. There's a yisai from Tyson Erevin. You don't say etzadoich alois to say when there's a pshia. The Gemara talks about an Erevin case. You have two karbonis. One karbon needs matan dalet, and another karbon needs matan echad. And they got mixed up the dam. And you can't do matan dalet because it's bal toisif. You can't do matan aleph because it's bal tikra. What should you do? For toisif, do matan dalet. And ask the bal toisif, ask the chaloisif. So toisif, you don't say ask the chaloisif, say by pshia. So he brings this teret, he says over here, if you were chayte, on a pshia, you don't say ask the chaloisif. And that's why the Gemara has a chiddush over here, g'doy l'tshuva, sh'doy chaloisif shebetayra, because it's pshia. Now it's interesting, I saw in Sforum today, bring another teretz to this kasha. If you do what the Ramban in Parshas Yisroi, the Ramban in Parshas Yisroi says, what's the yisoid of Esrei Doicha Loisa say? The Ramban says, the yisoid of Esrei Doicha Loisa say is Ava is Doicha Yira. Ava is Doicha Yira. Famous Ramban. The yisoid of Esrei Doicha Loisa is because Mitzvah's Esrei is Ava, and Loisa say is Yira. Esrei Doicha Loisa because Ava Doicha Yira. Now we know the Gemara says, Behemshech Avi, that this Tshuva may Ava, and this Tshuva may Yira. So he says, Avada, Tshuva may Ava, Avada would be Doicha Loisa say. But Avada, Kaddish Baruch Hu, even accepts Tshuva, Tshuva Meyira. How would he accept Tshuva Meyira? Then it's already Yira Doicha Yira. You don't say Yira Doicha Yira. The Chiddush over here is G'doyla Tshuva, Shadoicha Loisa Shabbatayra, is even if it's Tshuva Meyira. You don't have the Ava Doicha Yira, it's Yira Doicha Yira. That's the special Chiddush of G'doyla Tshuva, Shadoicha Loisa Shabbatayra. Now we're saying that Be'emes is the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and that's Be'emes what Tshuva is, to fix up that relationship. Avad the Tshuva means that all the Pratim HaRabbeinu and it says Charata, Kabbalah, Zivsachet, but in the Klal Yisrael it's that we want to come back close to Rabbeinu Shlom, and the Rabbeinu Shlom will come close back to us, and he's Machzu Grushasoi, and it's Toicha, the Lois Hashem HaTayr. There's a Marvik Gevart from Rabbeinu Le'Eger. Rabbeinu Le'Eger said, why is Rabbeinu Gershom, he's called Rabbeinu Gershom Me'oira Goyla. Why is he called Rabbeinu Gershom Me'oira Goyla? He says Rabbeinu Gershom made a few takonas. One of his takonas, two of his takonas were, he had a takona, a person can't be Megarish Bal Korcha. Midiraisi will have to be Megarish Bal Korcha. He was Mesakin, no, a person can't be Megarish Bal Korcha. And he was also Mesakin, Me'ikar Adin, a person could have more than one wife. And he was Mesakin at takona, you shouldn't take another wife. Zokter of Label Eger, that's why Rabbeinu Gershom is called Rabbeinu Gershom Me'oira Goyla. How did Klal Yisrael survive in the Golas so many thousands of years? Klal Yisrael survives in the Golas. It's a bitter Golas. How did Itaka survive? There's a relationship here. There's a Reza Mazivik with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Gershom saved it. He made a takono that you're not allowed to be Megarish Bal Korcha. The Ebster can't be Megarish Bal Korcha. And he made a takono the Ebster could take another one. No, he made a takono the Ebster can't take another one. Is that was the takana, the two takanas of Rabbeinu Gershom? He's Ma'ora Goyla. He's the seed that Klai shall stay, survive from the Golas. Ir shall a Gershom Val Korcha, Ir shall a Hoysif. That's the Gedoyla Tshuva Shadoy Chaloysif Shishabatar. The Gemara then explains that there's two Madregas, the Tshuva Me'ava and the Tshuva Me'ira. Tshuva Me'ava, the Zodin becomes a Schus. Tshuva Meyira, the Zodin becomes a Shkoga. The Pasuk says by Yom Kippur, Ki bayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem mikol chataseichem lifnei Hashem titaru. Fret Rabbeinu Yoinah in Shari Tshuva in Shari Dalit Ois Yizayin. Fret Rabbeinu Yoinah. The pasuk says Yitaher Eschem mikol chataseichem lifnei Hashem titaru. Fret there, it's pasuk not true. There are some averis that are not mechaper Yom Kippur. Like we saw, there's Madregas, there's chait of Mrs. Bezdin, chait of Chorus, that you need Yisurim, you need Moves, Chil Hashem. There are certain averis that Yom Kippur is not mechaper by itself. Even like Rebbe, that Yitzum Yishal Yom is mechaper, Kenzayim. So what does it mean? Mikol chatoi seichel nefnei Hashem tetoru, Hashem is going to be metaris from all the chatoim on Yom Kippur? It's not true. Zok Rebbeinu Yoinah, when it says in the pasuk mikol chataseichem lefnei Hashem titaru, it's very important. Zok Rabbeinu Yoinah, it's not a haftocha from Hakadosh Baruch Hu that is going to be metaros, because it's not true. About there are some averus that Yom Kippur won't be metar. It's a chiyuv. A person's mechiyuv to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. He won't get the full tahara until he does, until his chas v'shalom, his yisurim, moves, his other things. But it's not a haftocha. It's a chiyuv. A person is mechiyuv on Yom Kippur mikol chataseichem lefnei Hashem titaru. And the Achrayim Shtel on this Rabbeinu Yoinah, and I want to bring out an Akuda, a whole year is the Chiyuv of Tshuva. Lama Zogin, the Rambam holds there's no Chiyuv of Tshuva. But Lama Zogin, that according to the Mishayim, there's a Chiyuv of Tshuva Agansiyar. So what's the Chiyuv of Tshuva Agansiyar? And there's a special Chiyuv on Yom Kippur. Mikol Chataseichem Lefnei Hashem Tetoru. What's this Chiyuv Tahara on Yom Kippur? So there's common as chois and the achroinim different mahalchim and gansim, and in the same mahalch there's different nuances. Rav Hurna talks about it in Pachad Yitzchok in Mamash and the Eresh Demaimer. About it, the best thing is that a person does tshuva on all of his averis, and he does tshuva gemura, and he does sayin the kamos and sayin the echos in gansim does tshuva. But about it, the person shouldn't become a yuyush. It's shayich miksas tshuva. It's chay. It's shayich mixas tshuva. It's shayich mixas tshuva only some of your chatoyim, and it's shayich mixas tshuva even on a mixas of the echos of the aver. Rabbeinu Yoinah in Shar Aleph Ois Tes says a mussel that a person that could totally clean his beged, a person that has a very dirty beged, he can clean it totally. It's sparkling, starched, fresh, new. But even if not, he could take away of some of the goyal, some of the mud, some of the blotter, some of the dirt. That's also something. It's a little bit cleaner. It's not as dirty. It's not the same thing, but that's also tshuva. L'chol tshuva, there's different madregas. There's a lot of madregas in tshuva. There could be a tshuva that even if it's not on everything, it's mixas. Now, I don't want to be mezalzel on a mixas tshuva. I saw in Sfarim there's a melitza. Azat tshuva is called chetz yoy liyitzroy v'chetz yoy liyitzroy. That's not the best, is that? Oh, but there's a zat tshuva also. Then there's a tshuva that you metar yourself in gansi. So that already could be the hezbon Rabbeinu Yoinah, that there's tshuva gansi yar, but on Yom Kippur there's a bezundra mechayiv, the raisam, it's an essay, letahir. The Rabbeinu Yoinah learns letahir is a chiyiv, not a haptocha, that Shem is meftiach, is metar. It's a chiyiv. The chiyiv is letahir to try to do yenu tshuva that makes you totally a new person. Letahir. In Maral state, in the Sivas Atshuva, we know in the Yud Gimel Midos, there are different Midos. There's Hashem Hashem, Hashem Koidim Shiyechta, Hashem La'achar Shiyechta, and later on it says V'nake Lo Yinake. So the Maral explains, Sai V'nake is a Madreg of Tshuva, and Sai Hashem Hashem is. The difference is Hashem Hashem, Yudke Vovke, the Shem of Hashem, there's Hashem Koidim Shiyechta, that's Odom Arishin Koidim Achet. Adam Rishon Koidem Achet, Spitz Beli Chet, and then there's Hashem La'achar Shiyechta. That's a way of doing tshuva. You know what Madreig of tshuva that is? That La'achar Shiyechta, you're now back totally the way you were in the beginning. There's Adam Rishon Koidem Achet, and there's Adam Rishon La'achar Atikon and Gansen. That's the tshuva of Hashem Hashem. Then there's another Madreig of tshuva. There's Vinake. There's Vinake, Vinake Lo Yinake. Vinake Yilashovim, Lo Yinake Le'enum Shovim. A tshuva v'mixas. And that's talking of the two different Madreigas. There's a tshuva that a person can do, that he's metar himself in Gansin, that's Hashem Hashem, that he becomes mamish like Adam Rishon Koidem Achet. And that's what we're supposed to get on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, when we got the Luchas Shniyos, We got Be'etzem, that's where the Tikkun HaGomer is supposed to be. That's Hashem Koidim Sheyecht, Hashem Lahar Sheyecht. And then there's Benakeh, that even a little bit of a tshuva. Sai Be'echa, Sai Be'kamas. Even if it's Chetzi Yoli Yitzroi, Chetzi Yoli Yitzroi. This is Oichet HaTshuva. So there's different ways of doing the tshuva. The Gemara is excited though that there's a tshuva me'yira and a tshuva me'ava. There's a moira the gechidish in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is mechadish that by tshuva me'ava, the Gemara says tshuva me'ava is doing is turned into schuyas. So the Minchas Chinuch has a kasha, but because it is kasha, it says a tremendous chidish. He says if tshuva me'ava, the zodin turns into schus, what's going to be by when you mechuyev mises bezdin? The Gemara says, the Mishnah says that by certain aveiros, even Yom Kippur doesn't work. Even Shuvah doesn't work, even Yom Kippur doesn't work. You need Yisurim, you need Maves. So he says that's all by Tshuva Me'ira. By Tshuva Me'ava, Tshuva Me'ava doesn't need that. Tshuva Me'ava automatically gets you Zdoinis Nas and Schuyas. Avad, the Tshuva Me'ava is only through Torah. Yedua, Tshuva Me'ava is through Torah. There's a lot of rise to that. The Tshuva Me'ava is through Torah. Aber, if you have Tshuva Me'ava, that's Oikurin and Gansin. So I saw the Mishnah Yaivet, he says he has a right to this Minchas Chinuch. There's a famous Medrash, it's also Yerushalmi and Makis. Shalu l'chochma. They asked Chochma, what should a Choyte do? So Chochma said, Chatoyim Tirtoy Fro, he's going to hit bad, it's not going to be good. Shalu Nevua. What should be with a Chayt? Nefesh HaChaytas Tomus. Shalu l'toyra, Yobi Karvin. Shalu l'kodesh Baruch Hu, Yasta Tshuva B'Yiskapel. That was the Chiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you could do Tshuva. So Frek the Mishnah Yaivetz, we're talking over here, it says Nefesh Chaitas Thomas. Nefesh Chaitas Thomas means we're talking about a Chait of Mises Bezdin. How could that say HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Yasta Tshuva? On a Mises Bezdin, it's not enough Yasta Tshuva. So he wants to say, Vaisleis, it's going with Tshuva Me'ava. That Madreg of Tshuva Me'ava could talk to be that the Tshuva itself does. I was clearing Efshe to say a Chiddush based on this Minchas Chinuch, maybe that could be a new pshat of this Rabbeinu Yoimi that we started. What's the special chiyuv on Yom Kippur? L'tahir atzmai? The special chiyuv of l'tahir atzmai on Yom Kippur is the tshuva me'ava. Bezunder rechoyva. Agansir after tshuva me'ira. There's a bezunder rechoyva on Yom Kippur to the tshuva me'ava. To do a tahara, the end of tshuva me'ava. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Dalet dvarim mekarin zarbina shel adam. There are four things that are kireya gzardin. Tzedakah, Tzedakah, Shinoi Shame, and Shinoi Maisa. Tzedakah, Tzedakah, Shinoi Shame, and Shinoi Maisa. Right? Tzedakah, it's interesting, in davening we say, on Yom Neroyim, Useshuva, Usefila, Utzedakah, Ma'avirin Esroya Gezer. It's a takeoff of this Gemara. Tzedakah is Tzedakah, Tzedakah is Tfila. Shinoi Shame, there's a whole Shmuz why it's not mentioned. And Shinoi Maisa is Tshuva. So, Tshuva, Tfilu, Tzedakah, Ma'avirnes, Roya Gzeira is really a takeoff of this Gemara. Arba Dvarim, Mekarin, Zarvina Shel Adam, Tzedakah, Tzedakah, Tfilu, Shinoi Shame, and Shinoi Maisa. Why Shinoi Shame is not mentioned is a Bazundar Shmuz Nishfayet. Oh, but that's the Shloisha Dvarim that we say in Davening is really these Arba Dvarim. What does it mean? Tzedakah, Tzedakah, Shinoi Shame, Shinoi Maisa. What does it mean, Shinoi Maisa? Zok Rashi, Bechara Pasub Shat. Tshuva, sheshav mi ra'asa. He does tshuva. Frek the Ritva on that Gemara, he doesn't understand. You're telling me there are four things that are kareh exardini shaladam. Tzedakah, tzedakah, shinoi shame, and tshuva. Frek the, what are these other three things? When you're doing tzedakah and tzedakah, you're doing tshuva or you're not doing tshuva? If you didn't do tshuva, so it's mamash taivu v'sheretz v'yadai. What's it going to help tzedakah just by itself without tshuva? And if you did do tshuva, so you did tshuva, what's the tzedakah doing? Azai frek the ritva. And what could be out of jail, right? Again, arvet varim kairim zardinish ladam, any one of these four, right? Tzedakah, tzedakah, shini shame, and shini mais. Shini mais is up rashi, pashup shat, shav me ra'asai. So frek the ritva, mamonashach, the other three, if you did tshuva, hasta tshuva, you didn't do tshuva, the tzedakah and the tzedakah is not going to help, it's toivul, the sheretz v'yadai, mamish. The Ritva says a very interesting chiddush. He says that shinui maisa doesn't mean tshuva. It means, I don't know what he means exactly. He says, you did maisim she'enim mehuganim ktsas, and you changed them. It's not, I don't understand what it means there. It's a shvera lashon in the Ritva. But after I saw in the Shemesh Shmuel, he says a pshat in the Rashi. He says there's two ways to do tshuva. Maybe it's Meshach Shachem when we spoke before. He says there are two ways to do tshuva. A person is going on a derech. He's going on a derech loy toiva. He's going on not the right path. One way of doing tshuva is he's on this path which is not the right way, and he stops. He doesn't go further. That's also a madreig in tshuva. He stops. He doesn't go further in this bad derech. Then there's a madreig in tshuva that you go back to where you started from. You're totally mistaken. You're in this bad derech. You go back to the beginning. You go back to your ashol and you totally start fresh. We said before, there's Hashem Hashem, to go mamash. The same yud kevofki, the same shvitzit kevofki of yesh me'ayin before the ba'odim rishon koyde machay, there's a madreig yidu tshuva, again back to that yud kevofki. That's Hashem koyde machay, Hashem la'acharef. Then there's v'nake, it's also a kind of a tshuva. So if when you're going on, and let's see what the Shemesh Shmuel's Marsh, and tie it into the Rashi, there's a mahalas that you stop. You were going on the bad track, you stop. You don't go further. Then there's a tshuva that you totally go back. So he says, if you do the tshuva that you stop in your tracks, it's very good. It's not title of a sheretz biyodi anymore, but you're still not done. On that, it will help. Tzedaka, tzedaka, shinui shem, those things can help. B'dikta Rabbi says, lashon of Rashi was, shinui maisa, sheshov me'ra'asa, you went back. He says, you went back to the beginning of the road. When you go back to the beginning of the road, that's shinui maisa, then the shinui maisa itself works. And that's the two different ways. You could have shinui maisa, which is shov me'ra'asa, you went totally back to the beginning, you're starting again fresh. That the Shini Mais itself works. Where does Tzedakah Tzaaka come in? Avani had the tshuva also. Without tshuva, it's a type of Masharis Biyada. But the tshuva was, as I gather, that you stopped in the middle. That's the lower Madreigah. So we said there's different Madreigahs how to do it. Abu L'chayra, Abu Masayim, with a very Choshev and Akuda. There's a Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Hinani Nishboit Oyscha. Al omrecha loy chatosi. Hashem says, I'm going to be shoyf with you on the fact that you said loy chatosi. And that's a moira de kazakh over here. A very important nakud that the oilam has to work on, that a person has to work on. Basically, how you say it in English? Indifference. To be indifferent. Adishut, you say in Hebrew. I don't know what's a better translation. If a person's attitude is, it says, Hinani nishpait oischal omrach aloy chatos. More than the aveir itself, and the aveir itself, lehibit oven biyakov. Lechavra al nafshe seich. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zuchst at misaleich techei. Aber chosh, there should be the hakara. The hakara bechei. That's the first step. And if this, that's the ikrit fear. If a person goes to Yom Kippur and he's in a matzav of omrach aloy chatos, he doesn't know what he wants from him. Also, it's good. He's on the right road. B'chol, forget about it. You tell me I should go back to the beginning, go stop in my tracks. I'm traveling on the right road. I'm on the right highway. B'chol. Then a person's in victims. Hinani nishpait oischal omrach aloy chatos. The erst aschol of the arvin. Afterwards, where you're holding, if you're doing v'naki tikkachuvah, Hashem tikkachuvah. Know that you're on the wrong road. You're stopping cold. You're going back. But know where you're headed. That's the erste zach that a person has to realize. The hakara of that the chait was a merida. Reb Itzla talks about it. That's the famous Reb Itzla that explains why during aseret you make tshuva. The famous kasha: why do you have to do tshuva? If you're a bainer and tuliyim v'ayim, then do an extra mitzvah. You'll tip the scale. Can you do it? There's a sachtur, so we don't have time for it now. However, some say because it's already a new year, it's tough shenai. Adding in a mitzvah won't make the cheshbon, won't save on last year's cheshbon. But Reb Itzla says no, because the avla of not doing tshuva, if you do a lot of more mitzvahs, it won't tip the scale. The avla of not doing tshuva, and it's interesting, the Emek Bruch asked this kasha, well, why can't you just add more mitzvahs? And he says, and there are those that answer that not doing tshuva is a big aveir. He says, but I don't understand that teretz, because you can do a lot of mitzvahs. So he says, the teretz that it's tafshin ayin, it's a new year. But Reb Itzla explains this vart. He says, no, the avla of not doing tshuva is as a shtark and merida. Azavla overrides all the extra mitzvahs. Even you can do all the tzedakah, tzedakah, and extra things you can do. It's about that's the erste step. Kol echad yakir where he's holding, and that's the erste avoda before you go into the pratim. Zaman zoyche zayin taka, like we were speaking, that it's a klal Yisrael, a kodesh baruch hu, should come back taka to the richtige madrega, the chibur that it's supposed to be. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva chadish emeinu v'kenu.